the axilla. So if we look at the first generation of trials of neoadjuvant therapy, you will notice that if you compare the rate of breast conservation in those who got chemotherapy first to those who had surgery first, it is indeed higher in this group, but the gains are extremely modest. They're on the order of about 10%. And that's, of course, because many of the women who were randomized into these trials were already candidates for breast conservation, and thus they didn't stand to benefit in this way. The end point of these studies was a survival.